Why would anybody hate on that?
That's what I'm saying.
What's going on? I am the famous nobody in here with episode 282 of Ignorant Philosophy. Now, before we started recording, Boogie had claimed that Keenan was hating on his Android.
Yeah.
Why would anybody do that, bro?
Why, bro?
Because I am no longer bound to the constraints of an iPhone. I had the power to break those handcuffs to be liberated from those demons that are iPhones. And now I have this Android, and
boy,
really,
if you don't,
and I really just want, I really, no, honest to God, I got an Android because Androids are ugly, and I wanted to spend less time in my phone. And the best way to have a phone and spend less time in your phone was to get an Android. So,
boy, that motherfucker shaped like an iPhone.
Hey man, I thought it was an iPhone.
Me too. Until I looked, I'm like,
well, I mean, shout out to Samsung and Galaxy and them for
Galaxy.
So you feel me?
I'm just saying. So you still be in that motherfucker? Bro.
I mean, yeah, but not as heavy though, because you can't take pictures on this motherfucker. I'm not. Because the camera ass. You know what I mean? Yeah, camera ass as fuck.
Even without it being inside the Snapchat.
Yes, it did. Snapchat camera ass too. I kept my iPhone so I could take pictures on. You feel me?
I don't feel you.
So yeah,
but I don't understand either. But I
was about to say something else about it.
Crucial.
Hey,
I really hate look like. We've said plenty of times, nigga, I hate looking at Android people's snaps, bro.
I don't be on Snap no more either, so there's that.
Hey, I wonder if Snapchat wish they would have sold it to Facebook. Like right now, they're like, fuck!
God damn it, they probably still trying to sell. Hey, guys, Facebook won't answer their phone calls.
No, they fucked up when they switched that shit.
Who snapped?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was definitely. Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Whoever
was that? Fire their ass.
Whoever idea it was for that, and to say no to Facebook, you can't say no to both.
Oh God,
you can't say nah. We never keep this in order, and nah, we're not gonna take the money from Facebook.
Like,
you
what?
Fucked up, buddy.
Damn. Look out of here. That whole department shut down.
Because Facebook bought Instagram.
That was a shitty week for them, bro. I know it was a bad week. Like, somebody jumped off of a building. Somebody.
I know they was like, these numbers are going down. These numbers are going down. People are not using it. They're not using it.
Stock crashed like a motherfucker, boy. Damn. Hey,
office running around. Shit was on fire. Niggas was panicking, bro. Oh, shit.
They switched it back for like a week. A week.
And then they switched right back.
They switched right back. Motherfucker like, nah, see y'all bullshitting. Fuck y'all.
Nothing. Damn, Snapchat.
Shout out to Snapchat.
Snapchat was the shit, bro.
You could then delete. You know how motherfuckers be trying to save shit?
Yeah.
You can delete all that shit.
Oh, God. You can delete everything now.
Delete all that shit.
They're doing some upgrades now.
Fuck you, mean?
Who Snap is?
Yeah.
What? Everything's deleted on this motherfucker.
God, nigga, ain't no saving nothing.
Can't save nothing at all.
Nah.
A motherfucker can save it, but once you see
it,
like, you trying to save some shit?
I can go delete it, though.
This is supposed to not be here.
It's supposed to be gone.
So if they try to save some shit.
Oh, yeah.
So if Shorty sent you a nude that you saved and she don't want you to see it no more, she can go in there and whoop.
Delete this whole shit.
I need to go through and check my
That's crazy.
See if I got
That's stuff. Crazy, crazy.
That's wild, yeah. Bro.
Man, I forgot to introduce my brothers. DJ Boogie Bang is in here. No, because you're not first. You're not second. He said,
all right, okay, there you go.
I'm here with my brother Keenan, Mr. Who the Fuck Are You?
Come on, Tayama.
If the party where your enemy is in, that's when niggas was sea walking heavy.
My mama sea walking.
Niggas was dust the shoe off on a whole ass nigga.
Oh God! Well, you dust your shoe, you dust your shoulders, you dust your shoulders, wipe your chest, hit your shoes.
Oh my mama! Oh my mama! You def had to hit the shoes.
Hey, that shit was crazy.
Shoes always had to be the freshest.
Had to be.
I know niggas in Cali was shitty. Like, y'all out here doing our gang dance to what a party is?
Bruh, motherfuckers want to pull up so bad.
Shit,
with the whistle, you can't even be mad had niggas is doing Bloods was Crip walking.
Hey, they was probably doing it too. They was trying to find where the party was at.
Tookie Williams was turning his gray way.
Right. I'm in here with my brother DJ Boogie Bang.
DJ Boogie Bang, aka Mr. Member on the Wild, who the most previous DJ of my house. Awesome. I was the gorgeous one, better known as your highness. It's Boogie Bang in the building. You feel me? You feel me?
I was listening to this playlist on iTunes, like New Orleans Essentials or something like that.
Okay, them Essentials playlist.
Louisiana cool. Essentials, yeah. Yeah, they be cool. They be cool. But what I didn't realize is that we allow Master P to grunt in songs.
Oh, I'm something. That's still hard.
I mean, shit.
It was not, bro.
I feel like, forward to that after
I feel like YF and Lucci out here doing the same thing.
Damn, they're worse.
I got ready to beat it, put it in.
Same shit, just tuned
boy,
it up
you
a little bit.
Moaning for real, boy.
I just don't understand how grown niggas is in the studios doing that.
I couldn't imagine being them niggas listening to them do the moans
without the auto tune on it.
Oh God, sound ass.
That shit hard, bro.
No, it's not.
Nigga, we let Birdman kiss Lil Wayne in the mouth and go in the studio and go. This is like randomly. This nigga is 45 years old doing bird calls.
If I was in the studio and heard this nigga do that for the first time,
that was young when they started doing this shit.
I'd have died laughing.
Hearing him do that shit for the first time.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, motherfucker probably wouldn't laugh.
But niggas was probably high. Do it again, bro.
Do it again, bro. We about to record that, bro.
Birdman, bro. Oh, my mama, bro. You the Birdman. Bro, you gotta have a sound, bro.
You gotta have a sound.
You gotta have a sound. You gotta have a tag, bro.
Niggas had DMX out here barking.
They was young though, bro.
I've been 19 before. I never had the urge to bark.
I ain't never barked.
Shit.
Oh, you done barked?
What?
You look like you was barking.
He said what?
You had dreads. You look like you was barking.
Oh, he definitely was barking with the dreads.
Oh God, nigga. You coming, nigga.
Hey man, so how was y'all weekend? It's cool.
My weekend was pretty nice, man. We had a busy weekend. Did that singles mingle joint.
I don't really like busy weekends, bro.
Yeah, I mean, every weekend busy for me, but the busy weekends where I can sneak a little fun in.
Okay.
Them be the ones. So this was one of them ones where I could have a little fun in between the busyness, you feel me?
I worked.
Damn, bro.
But a nigga did go to the Hunter House, boy.
That shit cool. That shit cool.
Nightmare at Edgewood.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I thought about doing the Hunter House.
They touch you at that motherfucker.
I'm nothing. Don't touch me.
That nigga rub my head.
What? He rubbed that beanie?
Boy, nah, my head.
I know, nigga. That bean head.
Funny on my mama. That was my head.
Boy, I'm nothing. Don't touch me.
Death don't touch
me,
bro.
No, bro. That shit's fun as
what?
Fuck, bro.
You creepy.
Nah, bro.
Motherfucker asked me to go to the Hunter House.
Nah, cause it's like shit. I done been to hell of Hunter Houses, nigga, and y'all can't touch me. So I start being in the front. So it was like I ain't scared no more, nigga. But when you go to this motherfucker, they touch you.
Nah.
Like motherfucker just who, be coming out of everywhere.
I don't pay to go how to
you
get scared.
How you react to that though?
It's fun, bro. It ain't funny. Like we went through a house, nigga, and nigga scared the shit out of us. And then I thought he was gonna go upstairs. And then I'm like, bro, what's upstairs? He like, I have no idea. I don't know, bro. I was like, hell, are you stupid?
He's stupid.
I start walking off and turn around, niggas right back right there. I said, God damn, that's what I hate being in the back. Fuck the back.
I'd
rather be in the front. I used to be in the middle. Like,
no, I don't do haunted houses. I did one, and I did the necropolis, and I said you can go through all three levels.
Yeah, see, that
all
ain't,
four
that
levels.
Ain't,
you get some money or some shit. I made it through the little 3D level, the little first level, the little entry level. I made it through the little kid level, and then I like started the first level, and then I said, nope, this shit's scary as fuck.
And
then as you was walking out, homeboy start chasing you with the chainsaw. Hold on.
He ain't
slowing down.
They got two people to chase
you. So now I
got to
run.
No, I'm nothing.
Right. So I said, you know what? I really don't like running when I'm scared.
I definitely don't.
So.
Nah, like, I ain't running.
I'm not paying to run.
I probably got scared probably like three times. Other than that, I just got like, damn, boy. You feel me? But.
You want to go to a haunted house? No, I do not. I don't give a fuck about being front, back, middle.
But
that's just not good for my energy.
They got an escape room though.
You a Halloween
we
nigga?
We need to do an escape room.
I like Halloween.
We need to do an escape room. That's good team building.
Yeah, I'm
shit
something.
Right
I'm
there.
Something.
Good team building.
Come on, bro, for real.
I'm something.
Let's do that. Oh God.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about being Tupac. which Halloween.
I thought about
a nigga to draw thug life on my motherfucking stomach.
That shit gonna tickle, and if you laugh, you gay.
I was gonna be
I'm happy gay.
What? Stop, bro. I like that shit, bro. Stop. What you guys here, boy?
I ain't ticklish though, so
I thought about being Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? But then
bruh, were you black than a bitch?
Nah, but then you get the mask.
Okay.
You feel me? But
you gonna paint your body white?
Nah, you just get the
can
mask.
Can you do, can black people do that? White face? Can we do that?
Bro, the only thing you would see that was black is my hands.
Okay. Is it an expensive one? Or are you just like...
Well, I mean, it's just the fact that the mask was like $75, and then you gotta get the shirt that was $50, the Levi's, the boots. That costume would have cost me like $350.
Oh, no. Nah.
And I was like,
niggas do
this shit every year.
Every year.
I started looking for other costumes, like
but niggas
adult,
prep.
Like good adult costumes. Yeah. That shit's still like $100, yeah. $200.
Niggas prep for this all year, bro. This bro, is a thing for some
nigga,
niggas.
You see Nitty?
Bro, I know.
Bro, it's the Predator, bro.
I know.
He does that every year.
He wins every fucking Halloween. Bro, it'd be no point.
No point anybody showing up.
Nigga, I remember when he came to... my fucking Sweet 38 and was the fucking Ninja Turtle. Oh my
bro, y'all,
before he even started that.
Yeah. The turtle time shit.
He
yeah.
was the first turtle, nigga. That shit was hard as fuck.
Oh god, it was
damn,
hard.
That's crazy. But yo, every
he
time
like
he
a
posts,
real Ninja Turtle, nigga.
Yeah, every time he posts a picture online,
it get better and better.
I be like, god,
every time,
damn.
Every Halloween, it get better and better, nigga.
Yeah,
bro, that nigga Predator. Hard. Shout out to Nitty, he fixed my credit.
Out the gate.
Too. Oh
yeah,
god,
yeah, that nigga.
Fuck with him, credit addiction.
We need to have that nigga on this motherfucker.
Oh god, we do. Shout out to him.
All the motherfucker ideals he got.
Hey man, shout out to not having social media and going out of town.
Boy, I heard you said that shit was boring as fuck.
It was boring. Atlanta is, I don't go out to the clubs in Atlanta, so automatically it's boring off rip.
Mm-hmm.
But I like being bored. See, boring and bored has a bad connotation to it. Mm-hmm. For me, it's not that bad. Like being bored.
Sometimes.
Hey,
being
TV.
Bored ain't
Sometimes.
Bad. Being boring is bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just accumulated all the days and put
bored.
Them in. Yeah, I could be bored. Anyway.
I can be bored.
Just
not all the time, though.
No. Nah.
Don't want to be a boring
Gotta be adventurous sometimes.
Got to be.
But now, I didn't have to visit people that I didn't talk to on a regular, which was cool.
Mm.
You know, motherfuckers be like, come down and see me here. Nah. Mm-mm. Because everything is far, and I didn't feel like paying Uber, Lyft, none of that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Out the gate.
Nah.
Do you enjoy yourself in Atlanta?
Yeah, I saw my niece. My niece is cool. My sister's cool. Her kids are bad still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought that would change, but it's not changing.
It just gets worse.
Bro, I was watching Netflix, and my sister and her husband in the room. So automatically, if the baby closer to you, you have to watch it. I don't know what rule that is in people's houses, but if the baby closer to you in the living room than it is to me, you got to watch it.
I
hear something smack on the table, like drop. So I get up. This heifer done poured hot sauce in like four different bowls. Empty the hot sauce bottle. You know how hard you got to do that to get the hot sauce? She was in that motherfucker hitting the back at the bottom of it. I ain't not hearing that. All I heard was, I said, oh my gosh, bro.
Bad as hell.
Bad. Just why you do that? Now we ain't got no hot sauce.
Bad, bro.
Well, I mean, you do is just in bowls.
In bowls, bro.
Just got to dip it.
Yeah, but shout out
time
to her.
To dip, yeah. That's better anyway. Fuck
nothing.
It.
Nothing. Shout out to kids.
Shout out to kids.
Oh, yeah, bro. I had all three of my daughters today. They are fucking crazy.
I had touched all my kids over the weekend.
Who is the craziest kid you got?
Kenley, the middle one.
The middle one?
The two youngest. The two youngest, because when they get together, it's over. Like, Kenley could be, even though they Case toys, Kenley could be playing with something. Case could be playing with something. As soon as Case see Kenley playing with it, she's coming to take it.
Oh, God, give me that.
Or if she don't give it to her, she's crying, and she's crying loud and going crazy. But if she take it from her, now she's crying loud and going crazy. And it's just going back all day. So I'm just yelling now. Put ass in there and sit the fuck down and don't touch nothing. Watch this TV. Well, I'm whooping you. And I ain't gonna whoop them, but I just talk to them like that because they kind of get an understanding. They look at me like, oh, he tripping. And they chill.
They chill.
But then they get back to it. And them two just... Kennedy's 7. She got a phone, so she's chilling.
She ain't bothered by nothing.
She
YouTube. Oh, God.
All day.
I had my daughter for fall break all week.
They on YouTube all day.
She was just on my iPhone watching YouTube, watching kids
play
open
with
toys.
Watching kids
that
play.
That's so crazy.
I said, what the fuck? Are you doing?
Why are you?
Let me go buy you a toy.
Why are you getting these motherfuckers paid?
I can go buy you toys.
I ain't broke.
Nah, they be watching that motherfucker. Who that CJ cool nigga? Who the fuck? Who, y'all know what I'm talking about?
Bro, Dr. Squiggles or
bro,
some
it's
shit.
Some dude. It's like a dude from Gary and his family. CJ so cool or some shit. I don't know. They came here. My baby mama took them. Like, who is these motherfuckers? Y'all just sitting here watching these motherfuckers at their crib and just live their life. Is y'all trying to make some motherfucking videos, though?
Oh, God. Like, I got a whole camera.
I asked Kennedy, what you trying to do? You trying to have a show?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Fuck, my, boy,
why you watching
picture.
These motherfuckers?
I try to take a
not,
picture
I'm,
with my daughter. She get all shy. She wants boy, to sit and watch
kids. But as soon
day.
As I give her my phone and get it back, it's 1,000 motherfucking pictures of her in that motherfucker. Like, God damn. Why you take all these pictures?
These old woman pictures and shit.
On my mama
pictures.
Face so close. Back up.
I can see your goddamn nose here. Back up, family.
Yeah.
Now, my niece was watching some shit on YouTube, and I said, you watching somebody else play a game?
Play.
She was, like, I'm watching my friend. I'm watching this girl play this
hold
game.
On. All right, so dig this now. I was fucking around on YouTube, ran across a nigga playing a new Spider-Man, caught him from the beginning.
Yeah.
My ass was high. And I watched him from beginning to the end of the game. I said this was like watching a movie.
No, Spider-Man is hard
bro,
as fuck.
I watched this nigga play the game from beginning to end. I said, this is a movie.
I was at my nigga crib watching him play that motherfucker.
Bro,
that's Spider-Man
like,
crazy. That's Spider-Man crazy.
Watching him
hard
play that motherfucker.
Fuck.
I said, damn, this shit. It's only on PlayStation.
I ain't sitting watching
shit.
Motherfuckers play Minecraft or none of that.
But Spider-Man, you something.
I watch a motherfucker play 2K or something.
I watch a motherfucker play Fortnite one time.
Yeah, I watch Fortnite all the time.
I can't
win Fortnite, so I like watching niggas win.
I came in second like 10 times. And
yeah,
I'm
on God.
I get
to the little middle part, and then it'd be that last nigga.
I kept out the whole motherfucking time. You know, it'd be like 100 motherfuckers.
Oh God,
I'm camping out. And then every time the circle gets smaller, I just creep my way into the little circle right on the edge.
Getting them bushes.
And I'm chilling until it do it again. And then it's like, six people left. Now I'm out. Kill two people, and then it end up being me and the last person. They tear my ass up because I don't know how to build walls.
That's because your ass been camping, ain't practiced no building, no shooting, or nothing.
No,
so by the time shit gets real,
I know how to shoot because it's just like Call of Duty.
Had you spent time trying to build walls instead of camping out,
and I be having hella wood, metal, and all kind of shit, but they so cold at that.
What happened with niggas? You can switch the controls to make it easier to build. So the shoot button is now the build button or some shit. Like
bro,
that.
I don't know what they do, but they so cold.
Yeah,
and it was probably a 10-year-old
that
beat
that
me.
Shit. Definitely was six.
My mama.
Definitely was six on your
all
ass.
All my little cousins, that's how I found out about the shit. Them little niggas. Like, what you playing, nigga? Shit.
Fortnite.
Shit look like Call of Duty, nigga.
Chopping your ass up.
Chop.
Nigga, they winning this shit. Like, damn. He like, I already won like six times. Like, nigga, what?
How you win so many times?
I ain't never won.
That's all they do, bro. They got time.
They said that new Call of Duty is hard in a bitch.
They got time today.
They said that motherfucker got Fortnite on there. Like, it's a mode where you can, it's like Fortnite, but it's Call of Duty. I'm something.
I thought they had that first, though.
I'm about to go to GameStop.
I thought Call of Duty would be like a bunch of niggas on the internet.
No, it is, but I'm talking about
teams.
I'm talking about,
it is.
Fortnite is coming out, you come out of a plane, and you fly.
They got one like that on Call of Duty.
And they got a mode like that on.
Boy, look at Call of Duty said, okay, ho ass niggas.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
Call of Duty said, Facebook. Checkmate. What do I do next? And they said,
hey,
Facebook, just steal the idea.
y'all was already shooting first.
Yeah, just steal.
Well, you already had the platform. Just take their ideas and add it to yours. Like, you got the zombies.
But it was another one, too. Like, something. It was really for, like,
shout out to all the gamers out there. Okay. What kind of games do you got
to
be? What kind
of
games?
Buy me
for you
Duty.
To be gamer?
Any of the ladies out here.
Assassin's Creed. Like, shit like that. Like, I only play sports games.
So you're not a gamer?
No, I'm not a
gamer.
You're
just a sports gamer.
I just play sports. Like, I used to be a gamer. I'm not a gamer no more.
Are you? Yeah, you
I used to play all kind of games. Yeah. Now it's just sports. Fuck that.
You a gamer, Boogie?
Nah, not no more.
You just play the sports?
Barely the sports anymore. For real, I just be on Netflix now.
Boogie ain't playing no game. I bust his ass on his birthday.
What? What's up?
I beat up by like damn near 30.
Bro, first of all, I was high.
So was I.
And, nah, nigga, I was high.
Yeah, I was high.
Drunk.
I was drunk.
And tired.
I probably was tired too.
So what? So what, nigga? What's up? I'm saying though. What's up?
He was smacking Stank. You feel me?
Oh God, smack the shit out of Stank.
Hey, so I said, all right, I got you, cuz.
Yeah.
I got you.
And you beat him?
Yeah, he beat me.
Tore him up. It was live too. I said, all right, I knew it. I don't think nobody can beat me live.
I fuck with live.
Well, it's crazy. They need to have it to where Facebook, you can play the game with people on Facebook.
Well, you can do it online, so.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to give Facebook some ideas so they won't steal anything else from people. hey, shout out to Dynasty's sister, Alana. She got married over the weekend.
That wedding looked so extravagant. Oh, boy, my God. They had their name coming out the ceiling. What? I saw the backdrop of the city from the motherfucking windows with the name on the floor light up with the table
it
surrounded
was,
in crystals.
My nigga, it was ridiculously
that
beautiful.
That motherfucker,
bro.
Like, it cost what I would have cried walking into it.
It was ridiculous, I said.
What the fuck is
cried, bro,
walking into
crazy,
it
what's
before
crazy
the shit
is,
started? What, the fuck?
What you won't see in the pictures is they had a fucking singer, bro. Like a woman in there singing.
Like instead of a DJ playing ambiance
yes,
music.
She's singing
they had
the songs,
a singer.
Bro. She sang Beautiful by Music Soul Child, some other shit. I said, she's really in here. Yeah. They ain't got the music. They ain't got
ain't
no
music.
No. It's they a got
singer.
A nigga on a grand piano and a chick.
And a singer.
I said,
what?
Oh.
They got money.
Money.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Out of all of that, out of how beautiful it was, the only thing I got out of that was, you know how hard it's going to be for you to divorce now?
Yeah,
nigga,
you know
where you going?
Right,
he ain't going nowhere.
But the guest list was like 300 plus some people, bro. It was a huge,
bro,
it was a wedding.
That
it
wedding cost
huge.
Some money.
That's where I'm at. Now that y'all spent all of this money, not saying that you can't spend all the money on a wedding, but I'm just thinking like now it's gonna be even harder
you know
for
what?
Y'all to get out of this.
I was watching it's Adam. Crazy. I was watching Adam ruined
so
everything on
like,
Netflix.
Too many. My bad, Boogie. Too many people.
Too many
witnesses.
Just, yeah.
What'd you say? You
watching? I was
Netflix?
Watching Adam ruins everything on Netflix, and he
Adam
said,
ruins everything.
Adam ruins everything. He
okay.
says statistically, the more expensive the wedding is, the higher chances you are of getting divorced. So they probably won't last too long.
I hope they last long.
Let's break statistics.
I mean, they,
but I'm just saying what my man said was
what
they probably.
I mean, because when you, because think about it. Like honestly, when you do shit like that, it's honest. I feel like it's all for show. Like your love ain't strong enough. Just had like a plain old wedding. You got to put on this big old show.
But you
got to like,
think, bro.
Hey,
some people think about this shit.
Yeah,
their whole life, bro.
I just could not imagine.
They're like, no, like so I know some niggas like
some, but it ain't too many.
Very few. But women think about this day, and their parents think about this day
I've been thinking about my wedding for like 2 months
mother.
Now, and I figured that I'm definitely charging entry to get in.
A wedding
to get into my wedding, yeah.
No, you know, you got to make niggas pay to the funeral.
I'm charging. But if you want to come to my wedding and be nosy and be all messy, because that's all motherfuckers do.
Nah, bro, I was there. You right?
People
there
come.
Are some,
people come get drunk.
Bro, messy, I got drunk, but I'm saying
it's death coming to be messy.
So,
but yeah. My thing is, 20. Bro, I was just like, damn.
No, that's hard.
This gotta work now.
It gotta work.
So it was like beautiful, bro. It was like the perfect wedding. The most beautiful wedding I've ever been to was that one, probably. And they're young, too. So that's what was tight.
And they probably
like
been
40.
Together for like.
They've been together for years.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, shout out to them, man. Black love is beautiful, man.
Black love is beautiful.
They had the baby coming down the aisle in a motherfucking remote control car and shit. Big ass car. I said, oh, shit.
I was jealous all weekend. All weekend I was around love. And I said, man, I want to be in love. Motherfuckers was arguing and shit.
You know what's crazy?
I miss arguing.
You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. I am very irresponsible with feelings. I realized that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Since being off social media.
I'm
so I don't want to be a part of anything.
I'm still single because I know that I need to be single, but it'd be like tight to have motherfucking on my nerves sometimes, I guess.
Just get a girlfriend, bro.
I'm
going
to get a dog.
You're going to have a girlfriend by the end of the year.
Yeah.
We definitely can bet on that.
Yeah.
We can definitely do a bet on
that. I'm not
taking
that bet.
Hey,
it's winter time coming.
Def, this nigga gonna be cold and shit. Covers, you gonna need extra ones?
All right, I probably won't be in a full committed joint.
What's a half committed one? What are you talking about?
I'm probably just talking to somebody. Won't be no titles. Just, I mean, I got 2 months, y'all.
I got eight weeks.
All right, bet. Take the bet. Bet.
Nah.
How much we betting? How much we betting? How much we betting?
You're just gonna be dating.
How much we betting?
This nigga gonna try to keep.
How about slap 50? Slap 50.
No, bro.
Okay, then.
No.
This nigga gonna try to motherfucking keep a chick on the ropes.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna know shit. Sort of ain't got no social media, no nothing.
All right, that ain't a problem. I will find out.
I'm gonna find out.
You gonna slip up.
Oh, God, I will.
I ain't gonna post on his Insta story and shit.
Slip up and say something about her. Nah, I'm chilling.
You know what's crazy? When you put a motherfucker on your Insta story, You get a lot. I get a lot of views.
Like you can put, you can put anybody chick on Insta story, yeah, and a motherfucker assume, yeah, some shit.
They assume ASAP. Boy, anything with a boy, girl.
Is that more telling for what they think about us then? Because if we put a chick on there and she because, bad, they be like, oh, you fucking her, like, now.
Nah, just period, bro. So even if it's vice versa.
If this chick I was kicking with put me on her Insta story while we was in Epic, and a motherfucker hit her up like, oh, that's who you talk to now. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, like, damn, I'm telling bro. You, bro. It don't even got to be nothing like that,
we can't just be,
like, that,
be like chilling, bro. Damn.
So
is that's what I'm saying. Like females pay attention to everything, bro. Like, a like.
They do, too.
All that shit. Like,
motherfucker, go through your likes and see who liked your shit.
Bro,
And if the bitch that liked your shit is in them likes, see, putting some shit together.
Man.
Chicks be putting some shit together, boy. It'd be the wrong shit.
Oh, my mama. Swear to God.
This chick texting me right now worried about the wrong motherfuckers. Like, when the last time you was with your baby mama? Like,
you worried, boy,
you worried about the wrong
things,
bitches.
Where do you even get that from?
Where you talking about the wrong shit?
But don't worry about this over
don't
here.
Don't worry about
think
that.
They know everything.
Is it safe to say that men prefer, I'm just jumping out on the limb right now, that men prefer to be in public with a girl before posting her on social media?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey. I definitely would rather be seen in the mall with you.
Def, I would rather be seen anywhere with you than I put you on social media. Because it's
that's
like,
so crazy.
No, because if I put you on social media, that's immediate access to all my people. Seeing what's going on, we can walk in the mall. That's like equal chance of my people and your people seeing what's going on. Yeah. You feel me? But I ain't about to be out here jumping off the roof, posting you on my shit. And now you ain't posting. You know what I mean?
I wonder if people really think about this. Like, does everybody think about this?
I don't think about none of that shit.
I'm talking about putting people on your social media.
Yeah, I definitely think about it.
If I want to do it, I'll do it.
When I was a wild nigga, I was putting motherfuckers on there just all willy nilly. But now. I'm just considering.
You're not willy nilly no more.
Willy nilly no more. I don't need that energy. If I'm putting a motherfucker on my social media, like before I like catch that backlash, you know what I mean? Because I already know some motherfuckers always got shit to say about some shit.
You know what's crazy?
Motherfucker gonna have to be worth it.
Oh God.
It ain't gonna be just anybody. Well,
what's crazy is that a person will question you about your social media jokingly. Trying to make it like it's
thinking
a joke.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But
like,
they're really
just
checking
just
the temperature. They bro, really
just,
like you without
I
trying
just,
to say
I
nothing.
I just told my baby mama that the other day because she said like every time she asks me questions, she just be playing. I said, no, motherfucker, you think you be playing, but if I say something back, it's going to be a problem.
you deaf fishing.
If I say something you don't want to hear.
You fishing for some
shit.
Say
something you want to hear.
It's curtain.
Oh, you fishing like a motherfucker. Don't fish.
All right,
there's sharks in the water.
Come on, mama, they bite.
Oh God, I bite.
What's crazy is,
I'll say something that you don't want to hear just cause.
Shout out to all the fishers.
Oh God.
What's crazy is I just, for some reason right now, the furthest thing from my mind is dating. Not because I don't miss a woman present. Mm-hmm. I don't miss the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my problem. Like I love being around a woman, regardless if it's if we just fucking, we just hang. Like I just like being around a woman, but you can't just be around a woman for a long period. You know what I mean? Like without it meaning something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, but I don't want the restrictions because I do like you, but I also like freedom.
I also like everything.
I like freedom. I don't like having to call. Just period. Like. When I want to eat, goddamn it, I got to make sure you eat.
Right.
Like, I got to come
like
in
at
a respectable time. Like,
a respectable time.
But like, you know what? For me right now, where I'm at, I realize I really don't want to deal with any woman. Because like at that singles mingle joint,
yeah,
I was really cool with just not entertaining anybody in that motherfucker. Just coming in, kicking it, drinking, DJing, laughing and hee-hawing. But shit, like I said, I don't feel like entertaining anybody. So I could probably just use
I always feel really weird about those dating events, and that's why I really don't go to any, because if I saw you, like a lot of women don't like to be approached anywhere by a man, anywhere, gas station, gym, grocery store, library, nowhere. So you mean to tell me that you avoid men all day, every day on social media and in person, and then you pay $25 to go in a room with 10 niggas to pick from?
Well,
you got to be the dumbest motherfucker I've ever, like,
yeah,
like you ignore
women,
people all day and then pay to meet somebody.
Well,
in a
to
room.
To be fair,
like you go to,
people, to be fair, the people that went weren't really social media heavy people because I didn't.
Doesn't
really,
matter.
I didn't really recognize anybody in there, so it
doesn't matter.
But
they see people every day.
I get that.
Like, I don't know why people think they need stuff like that.
You know what's crazy?
You can go to that
same club on a Saturday. You can go to that same club.
You could. But it's still a spot for open discussion. You come, you talk, you're kicking it. You know what I mean? You go to the club, and it's a club, but it ain't like heavy music blaring all over here. The sole purpose there
is just
mix and mingle and meet people. It was a cool event, man.
You didn't even want to meet people for you to say it.
Well,
it was
I wanted to go in there to meet people. I didn't want to go in there with intentions of dating nobody, though. Like I wasn't,
that's why
I
would, they went, though.
I wasn't going in there to entertain nobody. I didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to support my people. That was technically an event of mine, so I was just going, but.
I think that's so weird, though. We I saw a chick at the airport. I was telling y'all about this before we started, but listeners, I was at the airport and I saw this fine. Like, she wasn't even like super duper fine, but she was like my body build fine. I was like, oh man, I said, hey, how you doing? We both coming out to get the badge claim and shit. You just seen a motherfucker struggle to get the shit out the thing and shit. I said, how you doing? She just made a big old smile and just walked away. Now I understand what that means. Hi, don't talk to me. I know that. And I understand that you're at the airport or something like that. But I was just speaking. You could have said, hey, have a good day. Or just anything. But it's weird because you will see this woman at a single mingles and she'll just talk your ear off.
I don't think you'd see that woman there. But you might, though. I don't know.
That motherfucking speed dating thing that they had before was just like that.
Well, hey, man, look. Whatever. Women are weird. We know that.
They are.
Let's go.
Yeah, we can go.
I was something. I don't know. It was a good time, though, for real.
I probably was.
Shout out to the shorties that approached all the niggas. Women was actually approaching me in there.
Yeah, because if you pay $25 to get in somewhere, you better.
I just made it a point that, like, women should actually just do that, honestly.
Women should just be able to
do that more often. Yeah. Like, I feel like all women should just at least I feel like you should just let a man know you're interested and then. Put the ball in his court. Put the ball in the nigga's court.
Instead of playing games.
You know what I mean? That's all. Shit could be so much easier if you would just lay the ball. Roll the ball his way.
They don't want to get rejected.
And let him pick it up or kick it.
They can't take it, bro.
But my thing is this.
That's why they don't do it.
So now my question is this, because you said take the rejection. How do you let a woman know that you're not interested at once after fucking if you know she doesn't like being rejected? Like that, thing.
No, I ain't even talking about like I'm talking about before the fucking
I know, but if you get past that initial, if talking to somebody gives them, they don't want to be rejected, so they don't want to do it. Then imagine once they're fucking somebody and they get rejected after giving the pussy up. Yeah. Like you just kicking it with you, be like, this ain't gonna work out. How do I tell her that?
I mean,
they always say just tell. I can't just tell you.
Nah, just get ghosts. Like, they can.
let's just fizzle out, bro. I mean, I think motherfuckers can feel.
Motherfuckers just stop
shit ain't working.
Do our time. Like,
I ain't had a motherfucker not understand when shit wasn't working in a while, so I think people starting to get the hints now.
I hate when you, like, be texting a motherfucker, and, like, y'all don't text like that. Like, y'all barely text, and then y'all end up fucking. And then after that, motherfucker like, damn, motherfucker don't be texting no more. Like,
oh, God.
Like,
bro,
we
like,
really
we never
text like that.
I hate when a motherfucker tell me that I don't ever text them first.
That means
I'll be
that
like I ain't
and
never
that means
text
that they
you
like
first.
You.
I don't ever text nobody
and that
first.
Means they like you. Like, those are yeah. I like
oh,
you.
I know.
Thing,
the death
you
know?
Side.
I know. Yes.
Stop liking me, my nigga.
Oh, God.
Stop liking me.
Keep it how it was.
Oh, God, because I wasn't texting you before.
We was cool.
I ain't never told you good morning. Don't tell me good morning now.
You
never told me good morning.
Do you think that they gave you the pussy? Just for that specific reason, to like, I don't know, to see if they actually could like you, I guess. Because if y'all just, talking
I mean, that's
before,
a part of dating, though. Yeah. I mean, shit, to me.
But what no dating? We was texting and fucking. That's not dating. That's talking.
Yeah.
That's texting and fucking
to see what's going on.
That's tucking.
I mean, shit.
We just talking.
We just talking.
No, ain't no talking. We just texting.
Yeah,
talking means
we
go
talking.
On dates.
We ain't talking though. Yeah, because I barely even text.
Is dating and does talking come after dating? You meet somebody, y'all go on dates, that's dating, and then y'all like each other, that's talking, right?
I think talking come before dating.
Yeah, talking before dating.
How can you be talking if you never went on a date?
I honestly don't even know what talking means.
y'all could probably just been on the phone.
Like, talking is like the last stretch
y'all could
before
just,
go together.
I think talking is like the brunch of relationships.
It's like the last little stretch before we official.
It's like the beginning stage. It's like y'all just really.
It's like in
y'all
between.
Y'all ain't hung out, but y'all talk on the phone and y'all text.
It's like in between.
We just
met and we going on
that's
dates.
That's trash, bro.
I just feel like that's talking though.
Just
dating is when y'all going on dates.
But I thought
talk.
I can go on a date with somebody I'm talking to, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I can.
That's dating.
I can go to the movies with somebody I'm talking to.
That's dating.
Dating is like multiple, like back to like all kinds of stuff. Dating is like when dating is damn near a relationship to me.
Dating is relationship.
Dating is a relationship. To women, like we text. Like to me, dating is we texting all day. We starting to make plans for vacations and shit. That's dating to me, because that's a relationship.
So dating to me,
so talking would be
before.
Yeah, before that.
I just always thought it would be after. Like we dated
before,
and now we like each other. Now
I just always feel like dating was a better term for relationship.
All damn of it near, is a, man. All of it is a term.
All of it.
Every term.
Oh, young guy.
They're synonyms for all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like.
That's crazy. We just broke the code.
It just depends on.
Cracked it.
Yeah.
Changed the code.
So, albums dropped. Are we just on a tangent about relationships? Sorry, listeners. Well, not sorry. Pretty sure y'all get what we're talking about.
Ella May album is good.
Yeah, it is.
Talk to her.
Ella May. Oh, albums dropped. Her album dropped. I ain't listened to it yet.
What?
No.
She, I mean, I knew her. She was
tripping. Yeah. I love this song.
Tripping is good.
Who else album dropped, Kenny?
Quavo. Quavo, yeah, Huncho.
Quavo's.
Quavo album was good until you was just playing it, and then Eric brought up how ass it was, and I said, damn, it should release ass now.
What,
but it was just, it was
just,
good.
It just sound good.
It was good, it but then it was good bad.
Like, with
I think it's both.
Speakers and shit. Like,
In a car,
maybe, or in a club.
I just don't think Quavo should have been okay with dropping a solo album, because in the group when no one does,
annoying. I think they all gonna drop solos.
They are, Quavo but in first. A group you don't have to hear them separately, so you can't like you can just have people guess who's the Beyonce, mm-hmm. who is the Kelly, because that was a running thing. Like Quavo is the Beyonce of Migos.
Mm-hmm.
Once you drop an album and your shit don't sound like it's supposed to,
now we know
that you're not the Beyonce.
Now you're the Michelle. Or we just know that they not just good solo.
Yeah.
Only good as a group.
But you have to wait until Takeoff
because Takeoff might slap.
If Takeoff slapped, then Takeoff is the Beyonce, and now Takeoff is the lead person of the group. I would not have been okay with
Quavo. Quavo album wasn't lead nigga of the group album.
No, it wasn't. Takeoff would come with 10
none
songs.
Of them are, but
Takeoff gonna come with the heat.
Takeoff gonna come with that heat, and it's gonna have the same features.
You know what I think? Gonna have 21, Travis Scott, Drake, Migos, Drake.
It's gonna have the same features.
So why motherfuckers think he's so good?
He can rap, bro.
He can rap, bro. I like him.
Bro, I'm nothing.
Takeoff can rap, bro.
With Offset?
He's the hardest, bro.
I don't know, fam.
I don't know, bro. I don't know about that one, bro.
Shout out to the Migos for staying relevant for all this time, for real. Because Travis Porter couldn't do it.
Bro.
Travis Porter couldn't do it.
They got
boy.
Them out the way.
Migos, and they had some shitty
Migos
shitty.
Came and got them out the way.
Did they?
Yes. Clean out the way.
What's the rich kids?
They was both
rich
from Atlanta. Too? Boy, they was all from Atlanta. Migos came through, said hello. Trap out the bando. Fuck out of here.
But the thing about it is that Travis Porter wasn't trappers.
They
was party niggas.
But fucking Migos came with that party shit, though. Like, they turned the trap music to party shit.
They did have some party trap songs.
Bro, Hannah Montana was about selling dope. And they made it a twerk song.
Nah, Uzi fuck and all them here. Niggas got them out of here.
Uzi?
Hell no, they came afterwards.
They did.
Huh. Much later.
Much later.
What's the last Travis Porter? What's the last
Boy, Bring It Back.
For real, I think it was Bring It Back.
Oh, God. They done had some shit after that, but they was already dead after that, though.
Let me see.
I can't even remember no shit they got. I just remember their names.
Travis Porter, I'm going to look it up.
They ain't all the way turned up, are they?
Nah.
Who was them?
That was Roscoe Dash and them, bro.
Roscoe Dash, who the other nigga he used to get into it with?
Who was on Auto
Was that
Turner?
Travis Porter? That was Travis Porter. Soulja Boy them, I think. Yeah.
That was that shit, boy.
Let me see.
That was a good song. Shout out to that.
He got blackballed for real.
Who?
Roscoe Dash?
Oh, yeah, he's out the way.
Roscoe Dash, and it was the
Roscoe Dash.
What was Buddy name, bruh?
Who was on my look right now?
Hold on, bruh.
It's Soulja Boy.
Yeah, it's Soulja Boy. I love that song.
Soulja Boy and Roscoe Dash.
That beat was crazy.
That beat was hard to bitch. I might drop that this weekend.
That nigga Young L.A., that was his name.
Remind me to drop
that.
Oh,
Young L.A.?
Ain't I? All them niggas came and had their little shine, boy.
Hey, it was over for him once they got him on camera getting smacked.
I am so excited to play that song this weekend.
All the way, turn the
gas. Well, I'm a DJ like it's 2000 goddamn nine in that whole goddamn match. Yeah.
Bro, that shit was crazy how all them niggas came and went, bro. I can't be that nigga, though. I cannot be Roscoe Dash in Atlanta. I would have to move to Milwaukee or something.
Bro. Jaquan, all them niggas.
What? I'm not staying in St. Louis if I'm Jaquan.
Bro, niggas know you, bro.
Ain't you Jaquan?
Yeah, right. They all look the same, too.
Bro.
Chingy out here talking about chakras and shit.
That's where you stay. You stay home because them motherfuckers been knew you. So you really wasn't. You know what I'm saying? You leave, motherfucker Jaquan come here. Motherfucker, like, you Jaquan, nigga.
He could only leave if he got popping and act like he ain't no St. Louis.
So if he got
popping and stayed in St. Louis and stayed true to St. Louis, he can stay in St. Louis.
They got to stay home because
Murphy Lee got to stay home.
Murphy Lee got to stay
home. Oh, yeah, they got to stay because, motherfucker, we know you.
Nelly could stay home.
Murphy Lee always in this motherfucker, though. He always come to this motherfucker. Bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's what niggas do from St. Louis. They come up here, Chicago.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I'd be like, wow.
Oh, man, I got to tell y'all. I got to tell y'all something about the show because I was thinking about booking motherfuckers for Trapping Tacos. And I said, I know who I'm going to book. That's cheap.
What?
$300 for my nigga to come. We can all put it in.
Murph Dirty.
Bruh.
Boy, that nigga called for $500 a sack of loud. Boy, I call Adina right now.
That's crazy.
Murph Day, he probably here right now, too. He ain't tripping. Oh, God, come do. How much to do what the hook gonna be and leave?
Come on, we got some wings for you.
And put a verse on, Where the Party At.
Oh, God, and put a little bitch on you, too.
Man, he should have had a verse on Where the Party At.
That was the shit.
Niggas, that rappers... With rapper friends, they rapper friends never get on. They never, and there's always a nigga right under them that's good. Like 50 Cent.
You mean like how Soulja Boy had,
one of them niggas.
Nah, I forgot his name, really.
Damn, I forgot his
name. What was Soulja Boy little nigga name?
A-Rab.
A-Rab, you got Young Droz and...
Young Droz, nigga, the Outlaws from Tupac, Junior Mafia from Biggie, nigga, everybody.
They had their little songs, though.
Yeah, but your nigga's the main nigga.
That was it, though.
Damn.
Zazilla, you got...
That motherfucking Murphy Lee did not do anything after What the Hook gonna
man.
Be. That was sad, bro. I was like, man, he the hardest one.
He was hard, too.
He was cool.
Nah, he damn near was the hardest
He was hard,
one.
He was, he on wasn't, the features, he Murphy was hard. Lee,
Every Murphy, time they had a song and it was all together, boom, nigga, he, there always, wasn't, there he wasn't, always had boom, the hardest boom, verse. Boom,
there wasn't boom, nothing boom, about boom, Murphy boom, Lee that I could see lasting better. Past his time, though. I couldn't hear Murphy Lee right now.
Nah.
I can't hear Nelly can't right hear now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so shout out to his run because it was well worth it.
Man, what do you do when you realize it's over?
He ran out right on time.
What do you do when you realize it's over? Like, when Nelly realized it was over, like, you got this big-ass house.
You get into real estate. That's what a lot of them do.
Yeah, he cool. Nelly
they start buying
straight.
Homes and shit.
I hope he's still straight.
Get on reality shows.
Nelly still, yeah, all that. He got a badass bitch. So, shit, that'll keep a nigga up.
He still got a badass bitch.
Hell yeah, Miss Jackson, she fine in the motherfucker.
Who's that? Who?
Floyd old bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Why they be recycling the chicks,
man,
though?
Niggas, bro, everybody, I mean, be taking Floyd bitches, bro.
That's
their
realm, bro.
I don't think Floyd just be... I think Floyd type nigga just had the baddest bitch. Probably don't even be fucking him. Floyd fuck around be gay. Like, he just got... he just be having a gang
I
of...
I can see that.
He just be having a gang of bitches. Like, cause, bro, he wanna... He hang with Justin Bieber and shit like that. Like, he be having the baddest bitches and they always leave him. I'm nothing.
Something wrong.
Maybe. And he got all this money. Fuck out of here, man.
Maybe
he weird.
Maybe he break up with them.
Maybe he be on bullshit.
Maybe
he might have fetishes and chains.
Fetishes maybe and chains.
Maybe he be on some shit they ain't with. I don't know.
Hey, speaking of beating bitches up, Tina Turner. Tina Turner about to write a book or make another movie. But she's going to actually, it's her memoir. She's coming out with a memoir, and the shit that she was saying that Ike was doing to her, bro, is way worse than the movie.
What we seen, of course. Yeah.
Oh,
of course they could put out this shit.
God, bro.
He probably set her on fire.
Yeah, she's 78, bro.
Yeah, bro, she still look good, bro.
And I was still cracked. She said that when they got married, bro, he took her to a place to watch live porn. Like, they was watching live porn, and she said that he used her nose as a punching bag so much that she would taste blood whenever she sang. I said, what?
Bro, he probably used to.
He was an animal, bro.
Set her fingers on fire. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. Like, what kind of nigga are you?
Oh,
like,
no, bro.
What kind of nigga are you?
The devil,
bro. You got to be the devil, bro. You have to be such an evil nigga to hit a woman.
That you supposedly
That's
love.
That's trash.
You ain't even got to love her,
bro. I'm just saying, but if you can do that to a motherfucker you love, that you supposedly love, that you married.
That's so scary,
you can
bro.
Fucking beat anybody.
No, them niggas be pussy, bro. Them niggas do that.
I know for a fact them I can fight
be,
a nigga.
Them niggas be power hungry.
They do be power hungry because you never hear about them niggas fighting niggas.
They don't do that to niggas, though. When a man's in the room, they act like ain't shit happening. Every time in the movie, when the niggas in the room, Ike was acting like she was sweet.
And then when they left, bitch, you was looking at this
right.
Nigga.
Like, nah, this nigga's Ike weak for real.
Regardless, he's talking shit to his niggas. He's talking shit to everybody. He ain't
them niggas
fuck.
Probably would have whooped his ass.
That's so crazy.
Don't didn't whoop his ass because he was paying him.
Hey.
But if it was a motherfucker in the room that wasn't getting paid by that nigga, right. Saw that shit.
So this is.
I'm sure it's out of all them time, all that time, somebody.
Let's take a trip down the rabbit hole. What part of the movie do you think was way worse than what they show in the movie?
When he raped her.
Yeah. In the studio?
Yeah, he raped her, so I know he did.
She said she did that often.
Exactly, so I know it was probably worse than that.
I'm sure that situation was way worse.
I'm pretty sure it was bad right there.
It was way bad. I forgot about that
I think
scene.
It might have been something more to that car limo scene,
It was probably more to that, too, because her face was fucked, and I'm pretty sure it was probably worse in real life.
And they definitely didn't walk in the hotel that cool afterwards.
What if they did, though?
They probably did. Yeah, they probably did.
What about that eat the cake part?
He probably really did that.
That part probably happened just how it happened.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think it could have been too much more to that.
Bro, that's terrifying to know that this nigga was out here having number one records and also beating his wife down,
back
bro.
In the day, they used to let motherfuckers that's beat their wives back.
But that's
then.
What they did David Ruffin and Tammy Terrell.
Yeah.
They took that part out of the Temptation movie because it's on the TV version, but not the DVD version where they go to the picnic or something. And they're like, you can't be hitting her like that. Da, 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 da. He said, nigga, you gonna tell me to do nothing.
Yeah. That nigga was high, boy.
What? You can tell me to do nothing. That shit crazy. And then you got like Tammy Terrell and all like Tina Turner. These women are rich, bro.
Rich.
And they can't do nothing. Imagine a woman that ain't got nothing, bro.
Bruh.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
Ooh, shit.
It's a wrap.
Oh, man, that made my heart drop.
A nigga Floyd said, man, I hit a woman. she kept hitting me too many times and then she broke all my stuff.
He said it. And he
hit her. That's what he said.
That's crazy.
Motherfucker can't. He whooped niggas too.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, for sure. He definitely whooping niggas.
Yeah. Hey, remember when T.I. tried to fight him? Mayweather?
I don't know what he was thinking, bro.
T.I. was on that shit that we was just talking about, nigga, with Cardi B and them. He tried. And that's all that matter. At the end of the day, I ain't no bitch, nigga. I tried to get you.
Nah, you ain't no bitch. You gotta be smart, man.
Hey, I tried to get you.
Wait, let's backtrack.
But don't,
if you know ain't nothing about to happen and you jump off, ain't that the same as being a bitch?
It is to me.
It's the same.
Like,
well, if you know niggas ain't earlier then, because Cardi B did that shit.
No, I said, that's what I said. Like, she knew
she threw a shoe though. She got some points.
T.I. wasn't gonna throw his shoe. He had to run up. By the time
he ran up and hit somebody,
what's T.I. gonna throw his chain?
I throw my shoe if I was Tip. I got more shoes. Ain't a problem.
Walk around with no shoes.
I limp back to the car
It's just the fact, like, don't get mad at him, though.
Get mad at your
Get mad at your fucking wife, nigga.
Why you she over here?
You trying to get your ass beat for some shit she doing. She clowning, nigga.
So now I got to beat you up and fuck her.
And I ain't even fucking your bitch, but I'm gonna fuck her if you keep getting on this bullshit.
And I'm gonna beat you up, bro.
And that was the first time, and I think he probably didn't.
I'm definitely gonna tag you.
He probably did hit, man.
You never be knowing.
Because after that, remember,
when Shardy was bent, she wanted to vent. No, I promise it fell in my lap.
After that, he got caught with her again with a picture, taking a picture with Floyd.
Yes.
And she tried to say the story one way, but it was told. Then it. My videos came out. They was dancing together and shit.
You got me fucked up.
That's what T.I. was shitty.
You got me fucked up. Damn.
Oh, well, mom, it was talking about that shit on this little show and shit. And nigga said, I ain't do with the enemy though, or some shit like that. Like, I ain't fucking with the enemy.
I ain't fucking with the enemy.
Yeah, like.
Oh man! So speaking of niggas that's hitting women and
they go through talking about shit. It,
Quavo airs out that he fucked Nicki Minaj.
Okay. Oh yeah,
on the song,
skeeted on her face.
Now my thing is this: you weak for that?
That's weak as fuck.
Niggas don't do that.
You ain't did that on his album?
Yeah, track three.
For real,
the Nicki
Hunt Your Dreams.
I don't be listening to niggas' lyrics like that.
Obviously. I didn't, you know what? I didn't either when I first listened to it. I just thought he was talking.
If I catch it, I catch it. If I don't, I don't.
Well, I mean, I listened to it and I caught it, but I was like,
why you do that?
He ain't.
Why you do that?
Talking about.
He talking about Nicki.
Nicki.
He talking about Nicki, bro. He def talking about.
And then I seen it on IG and I was like, damn, he was talking about her. That's crazy. It's fucked up.
I'm not making a song about skating on a woman's face. And this woman is popular.
And she ain't do nothing to nobody. She ain't do nothing to that. I don't think.
But.
Probably.
You never know.
Probably. Maybe she's
she
on
been
bullshit.
On some bullshit lately. Shit. Karma hit her back. Goddamn it.
Man.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It still was weak, though.
Shout out to Quavo for hitting Nicki. I wonder if it was before or after Meek.
After.
After when they was. Hey, I'm pretty sure he probably did.
Like, that's crazy. That's correct. Are y'all? Are they cool?
Nah, because remember
with Quavo and Meek
in the song, yeah. He said he sent
the Chanel bags.
And then you see the video of the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why she gotta be so retarded though? Like that made me not like her. Like, bitch, I'm nothing. I'm fucking with a girl who act like that.
Who, Nicki?
Yeah, like when she was opening them bags, she just acting retarded. Like,
hell,
why you gotta be so extra though?
When she was opening up the gift,
yeah, bro. I'm gonna show you a video after, bro. She was doing too much.
Mm.
I still haven't seen the video, but I remember you telling me about it before.
It made it annoying as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I skipped that video. Kanye West goes to the White House, visit Donald Trump. I don't know if y'all saw the video of that, but
I saw the snippets, video.
Who
but
was
I
talking
really
about?
You
need to let Larry Hoover free and shit. Who was that?
Yes.
Who are you talking about?
Larry Hoover.
Larry Hoover.
Larry Hoover.
Yeah, I know. Larry Hoover. What are you talking about? Free for?
Because he wanted him to get out of jail because he said he didn't deserve to be in there or something. My thing is. Kanye, I feel like Kanye's doing the same thing that Eminem was trying to do with that freestyle. Like, he's trying to get it to where he's close to Donald Trump. Eminem's thing was he wanted to get close to Donald Trump by not liking Donald Trump and airing him out. So where Donald Trump talks about him, that's free promo.
But
he didn't do
Kanye
nothing.
Kanye getting close
Kanye
to Donald
getting
Trump.
Close to Donald Trump so he can be next to Donald Trump. And and Donald Trump needs that. So it works for both of them, I guess. If Kanye's whole plan is to just become the biggest rapper ever. Like, as far as, like, celebrity
status.
It
worked for Kanye because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem was white, so Donald Trump ignored him.
It's really weird to see what Kanye West is doing. I don't know. I don't know the plan.
I want to see the end goal.
I definitely need to see the end goal real quick.
Because he might be on to something.
He might be on to something.
He might be. That's why I don't really care. I'm not about to get into it, how everybody mad at him and shit.
Yeah, I ain't going to get into that.
Because I heard a lot of people say he made valid points. So
he did make some.
So I don't know.
The
like,
clips I saw.
And him. He can. Some of that shit if that's how he too. Feel, that's how he feel. Shit, I'm not about to be mad. The fuck?
Or him being over there with Donald Trump.
Yeah, like, shit. Like he over there.
No lie. I would go sit in office with Donald Trump.
You would
have a conversation.
You would.
He's the president of the United States.
I probably would.
I would go have a conversation. If I was invited to have a conversation with Donald Trump, I'm going.
Some shit, nigga. Shit. Like, why you be on that?
I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna ask him.
Are you racist, bro? All that shit.
I'm gonna have a conversation. I'll determine if he racist after the conversation. I ain't gonna come out and ask.
I'm asking all the shit that I would ask.
You gonna get kicked out the White House immediately?
Well, I mean, I say that one for last. I'm asking that motherfucker.
I was saving for last.
That motherfucker's getting asked.
I definitely need to know, bro.
Bro, you talking about building walls and shit?
Playing hard, bro.
Damn. Did y'all see that Will Smith is playing the genie in Aladdin?
No.
So Aladdin's gonna be a real movie?
Aladdin is a live action film.
Okay.
And he's playing the genie. I see a lot of people say that they wanted Robin. I mean, it was. Mad because Robin Williams ain't the genie, but he's dead. Obviously.
Who would play?
Oh my god!
No, but yeah, but I mean,
people forgot. I guess
people forgot he was dead.
Nah, they want somebody. I guess you just can't replace Robin Williams. I guess that's the sentiments that people are having.
So they want like a CGI kind of thing there. Who would do the voice?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. They're just doing the voices, and he gonna be CGI. Like, yeah, what you just said. Oh. But I mean, Will Smith can do it.
Will Smith could do that.
Can, so I don't know.
It was just a voice that, like, it was Robin Williams' real voice.
You didn't
like,
even see him.
He put a little twang on that motherfucker.
I just want to know, like, why people just doubt Will Smith. Will Smith has not let us
Will
down.
Will Smith has never let us down. It's
ever. He, my homegirl was like, what about Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West was good.
But what it was, it wasn't nothing deep. It was a comedy.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was funny.
And it was good.
Good as fuck. They had that big ass spider.
I mean, that shit was.
They put that big ass spider? Technology wasn't even that good back then when they did that spider.
On my mama, bro. That shit was.
I realized that shit when I was watching it recently. I said, damn, they really had this big ass spider back then.
Yeah.
This spider looked good. They got new spiders don't look that good.
They new spiders don't look that good. Stay in the rap. Drake. Have y'all heard the Drake Spanish song?
Nah.
Oh, the MIA?
Is it the MIA one?
It's Bad Bunny.
Yeah. I saw one with MIA.
And I think it's called MIA.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Oh. Well, yes, I did.
I just want
to
know.
I tried to skip the Drake verse because I couldn't understand nothing else, but then Drake was in Spanish too.
So and Drake the first one.
Yeah, I knew. Oh, Drake was first. Yeah, and I cut it off.
Well, I'll be damned.
I couldn't know.
See, I heard yeah, but then I heard a nigga singing, and I said, "Oh, this ain't Drake." Let me skip through this.
This nigga singing in Spanish, bro.
Bro, that's hard because I didn't know that was Drake.
Yeah, he hard.
I heard yeah, and I said, "Oh, who this next nigga?" Then he just came and teased it, and then I'll skip through the song. I said, "Damn, Drake got no verse." So I said, "Oh, his feature was just yeah."
Let me know. They got a video for it.
Yeah, he was singing like
he
that.
Was singing in
Drake
that
on their ass.
Drake hard, bro. Nigga do it all.
Bro. I need to clean my ears.
You know what's crazy? If you was at home, bro, and you just rolled over to check the music, and you a rapper in the game. And you roll over and check your iTunes to see, you know, what dropped on Friday. And then you see Drake, MIA, featuring Bad Bunny. So now, Bad Bunny featuring Drake. So now you thinking Bad Bunny is a bitch because we Americans, we don't know who Bad Bunny is. I thought Bad Bunny was some rapper chick.
I knew it was a Mexican.
I didn't know he was a Hispanic person.
Latino artist. I don't want to say Mexican.
But then I listened to it and I'm like, if you're a rapper, you probably felt a little bit upset that this nigga about to cross over. Like, you wasn't on his ass
this
before.
This ain't his first feature like that, though. But this is his biggest one. This is going to be his biggest one.
This the hardest one.
Yeah, this is going to be his biggest one.
This the hardest one. Yeah. I said, damn. And that fucking song dropped with Kodak Black that they have the video for.
Yeah.
Booty Butt.
It's not. No, I'm shitty. Drake I'm so shitty that it's not. It was supposed to be. Way, it should have just been him. And he ain't even come that hard.
He ain't even come that hard. And it's mixed.
Remember, so you ain't seen the video where he was in the studio dancing to that to that beat.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
Man, he been dancing.
You got social media. How you?
Bro, I told you I got this iPhone. I got this Android. Bro, that beat
so stupid.
Yeah, I just heard the beat.
Oh, oh.
They put Tiger. They put a Tiger verse over that beat.
That's who should have had it. Tiger should have had this.
Yeah, they put Tiger's verse over that beat, and it's hard as fuck. I got it on my phone.
If Tiger rapped over that beat, it'd have been hard.
Or Kodak should have just did it by himself.
It should have been Tiger and Travis Scott.
Travis Scott was on there.
Yes. Yeah,
man, I didn't want him on there. It should have just been Kodak by itself.
I'm nothing.
Well,
I'm taking Travis and
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm taking Tiger over on that beat.
Just like the song he just came out with, that Kodak had just came out with. If I'm lying, I'm flying.
Tiger be having them hits on the low, bro.
Tiger do be having hits. That taste is hard.
What's the
verse they put over that beat, Taste. They put Taste.
Where he did that play, where he did the play sample in there, the David Banner joint.
What you talking about? What song is that?
Tiger got a song where he sampled the
this new
David Banner. Yeah, bro.
What? Where
it might be like a couple months old, bro.
I don't be knowing shit about Tiger.
Bro, Tiger got some joints, bro.
I'm nothing. That nigga R&B singer now. That nigga Omarion.
Bro, what?
Yeah, Omarion now, bro.
No, he not.
Yeah, he is, bro.
Huh? Where you been?
Bro, seeing his videos on Facebook where he in the rain singing and doing all this.
First things first, I fuck, get all the money. Bitches love me, keep it honey. Bitches like you, cause you funny. Niggas ain't stunners. I'm the one that came and fucked the summer. I got a black Barbie, she into Minaj. I'ma fuck
her. I'ma bring it to the sample.
I don't know.
Tiger be rapping, bro. I don't know why niggas think he's just corny.
He's deaf corny.
That ain't even it. What is this one? It's this one.
Oh, this song? I love this song. Yeah, I love the song.
David Banner, the David Banner song, girl, trying to get the pussy wet.
Okay, so high, and I'm looking at my roly time. Fuck the ones, gotta call him for the seventh time.
Tiger hard, bro.
Tiger hard, bro. But he just do
all
he got.
All he be doing is waiting till his little sound come back, and then he come back around.
He always, he brought out, he the one who made Mustard hot.
Yeah.
Rack City, boom, boom, boom. Then everybody jumped on Mustard. Then he was like, damn, now I gotta find another producer.
Shout out to Tiger.
I know, man. He just shouldn't have fucked Kylie Jenner. And if he was fucking her, he should have kept fucking her until she was top on Forbes.
Def like, should have kept fucking her.
Yeah, you can't just end it now. You done caught all this hell for 5 years,
now,
bro.
Travis Scott fucking her.
And got her pregnant.
And y'all the same age.
You got her pregnant.
And y'all the same age. Is Travis Scott younger than Tiger?
Unforgivable. I don't give a fuck if you're older or younger. He did the right move.
He did the right thing.
He did the right move. Because I would have been ski.
She rich as hell.
Rich than rich
her net truck. Worth is motherfucking 900 Boy, million.
Travis got on that ass. I would have nutted in her too.
900 million, bro?
I would have nutted in that
fake
body.
She's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, she's going to be a billionaire by the time she's 40, 30.
Oh, nigga, before that.
She's going to be rich.
She what? 21 now?
She ain't even 21 now. She just only turned 18.
Now, that was like 3 years ago, though.
I don't know. Whatever Tiger was doing.
Whatever it is, shout out to Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Lit. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Well, she posted his album. His album went skyrocketed.
What?
All right, before we get to these emails, I have a question I need to ask you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you. I know y'all know the answer, but y'all might. I'm just going to ask the question. Whose responsibility is it to back away if the feelings don't match between you and another person? So if you're talking to a girl and you know that she likes you more than you like her, is it her responsibility to know that and back away, or is it your responsibility to tell her, hey, back up?
So if I'm talking to a chick,
yes,
and my feelings aren't matching hers,
yes,
like she feels a lot stronger about me than I feel about her,
yes,
it's up to me to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I just let her know, you know.
It's up to me to say, like, hey, I don't even waste your time. You feeling me a lot more than I'm feeling you. And this ain't going to work out.
Yeah, and then if she, then it's up to her.
No,
from there.
It's up to me. I said no. This shit ain't going to work. Like, you going to fuck around and fall in love? You gonna start
I
broke?
Don't care. I ain't got shit to do with me.
We should just not
do nothing. That's how
you feel. I'm going to let her know that. But if she want to keep fucking with me, then that's on her.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely on us to say something, though.
Yeah, it's definitely on us to say something, but once I say something.
If we recognize that they feeling us more than.
You know.
Feeling you.
I told you. I ain't feeling you like you feeling me now.
Why do you ask that question, brother? Women are weird?
No.
Oh. Well, yeah. Women are weird.
Sure. Women are weird, but the thing about it is I think that I was just asking to see if people need to be more responsible for their feelings. That's it.
Yeah, they do.
If you know you like somebody more than they like you, then you got to be like, oh, well, let me, don't make a big spectacle, just back away. And then when a person asks, where you been? You be like, hey, I realized that I was into you more than
I've done. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I've done that.
But I'm not, I can't be responsible for your feelings at the end of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you know a motherfucker not feeling you like that and you just going and going and going and going and going, hoping that they're going to get there, you can't do that. But that's just my thinking.
No,
I could be wrong.
That's how I was thinking, though.
Could be right.
But even when I'm wrong, I'm right. Because I could have been right, but I was wrong.
Oh, my mama.
Shout out to Terrence.
Say.
First email. Hey, Ignorant Philosophy crew. My name is D, and I graduated college this past May. I found an entry-level job in my field after college, but now I believe this isn't the right field/job for me. I've been thinking about going back to school to get my master's or another bachelor's degree in something I am passionate about, but I have no passion in anything. So my question is, how did y'all find out what y'all are passionate about?
Well, I still ain't found out.
Well, I mean, for me, shit, it kind of just stuck. Like, it was just something you think about all the time. I used to rap, and then when I started DJing, rapping kind of phased out, and it was just all about DJing then. So,
yeah.
So that became my passion.
Yeah.
This nigga probably play games all day talking about him, know what his passion is. Like,
that, you know what? That'd be crazy. That's crazy.
Like, come on, man.
He'd be playing a game all day. Like, I don't know what his passion is.
This nigga probably cook his ass. He probably cook his ass off. Yeah. He'll know his passion is.
Playing a game, nigga.
He probably good at something. Talking about him, know his passion is. Nigga, use what you good at.
Yeah.
You good at something. That's your passion.
Some people just have God-given talent.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be playing football, and I'm not, so I really am. It's over. I just...
Why you don't coach?
I don't have time to coach.
Mm.
Motherfuckers always ask me to coach. I don't have time to coach.
No time to coach.
I mean, if I get paid for it, then yeah, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A coaching job. Not coaching for free. I ain't doing shit for free.
Fuck no.
But I mean, it'll start with the kids.
It do start with the kids.
I ain't about to just be able to get no coaching job.
You gotta get the kids. You gotta get the kids to win and to get hired at the elementary school and your elementary team. Go to middle school and up.
I don't got no. I don't got time.
That do take time.
Yeah, time.
You gotta start as a teacher. You gotta start as a teacher and move up from there.
I don't know.
No, what's crazy is that I was just thinking about that before this, like yesterday, about passion and shit like that, and how I didn't know that I was passionate, what I was passionate about, until somebody asked, like, oh, you're really passionate about, or they made a comment, like, you're really passionate about what it is you do. And I was like, I guess so. I just do it because this is what I'm good at, and it's fun. Like, it's not like I want to set out and be some big podcast producer or something like that, or writing scripts. I just really enjoy doing it. So now I'm like, all right, well, I might as well do this. And I think that's like, wasn't that for you? Like, you was DJing, you was like, I might as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just started.
Just keep getting money from this.
Well, yeah, I started making mixtapes, and people started liking them, and I was passing about free at first, but then motherfuckers started asking me how much was shit, and I was like, well, damn, I ain't never made no money.
Yeah.
Rapping. So shit, these people eating this shit up. Like, I was a lame ass nigga till I started making the mixes. Honestly, in high school, I was damn near lame, so I started selling mixes.
And everybody
knew. I said,
knew
man,
you.
This shit hot. Let's go.
I'm running with this.
Oh God. I need five.
So I ran with it. At five.
I made so much money in high school making mixtapes.
Oh God.
Whew. Kids be having $5.
Yeah, like niggas would rather pay for a mixtape than your motherfucking CD, nigga.
Oh God.
Yeah, because they know all the songs on there.
So I'm like, all right. Nigga, you know, back in the day, nigga, mixes was what it was.
Mixes what it was.
20 what? Put their song in the mix.
Do they still buy mixes at schools today?
I don't know.
I mean,
like, do niggas be making mixes and shit?
Only hood. That's hood nigga shit now.
You damn near got to drive a car to play a CD. Cause I doubt they sell them in school.
You damn near got to have a car to have a CD player. And you might not have a CD player. You might just have an auxiliary input.
Nah, that's only the hood niggas that still be listening to that Chop the Screw mixes and all that shit by the DJs.
Oh, God. They be
DJ Gustus and all them. That's all still for the hood niggas.
Bro, I be pulling up the niggas playing that shit loud. I'll be like, bro, what are you doing? Bro? Bro,
fuck all this good ass music out here, nigga. You still listening to motherfucking Master P, Chop the Screw, nigga. Six Mafia.
Shelly Sale in the back and shit. What the fuck, bro?
That's so crazy.
2018, bro.
Niggas be listening to
Devin the Dude. Boy, quit playing. Oh, my mama. Like, man, if y'all don't quit it.
That nigga said.
They do be listening to the old ass shit. Slow down,
I'm
too.
You,
said
bro.
Devin the Dude.
They be
though.
Lost.
You know,
in
but you know
sauce.
What sound good? Slow down? Uzi.
Yes.
Oh, man. I get high. I listen to some little Uzi chopped and screwed.
Yeah, if y'all gonna listen to some Chopped and Screw, listen to the new shit. It's still hard as fuck.
How is
listen
you to find
Future?
Lil Uzi Chopped and Screw?
YouTube it.
Future, bro. Somebody need to make Future Chopped and Screw.
Oh, this out there.
It is the. I know. I got him. It is the best shit in the world, bro. Mm-hmm.
Were you high listening to motherfucking?
Man, what?
I might go home and listen to DS2 Chopped and Screwed one time.
Nigga.
Because that shit hard as fuck.
That's where I heard it first.
This sounds so hard, Chopped and Screwed, bro.
Rest in peace. Oh, good as fuck.
Bro, this shit beautiful.
Oh, my mama. That's one of my favorite songs on that motherfucker, too.
It's just so wavy, bro.
I'm about to start doing songs like this, but not really radio.
Yeah,
just slow them hoes all the way down.
It sounds so
cool. Gonna be like, that ain't remixed. That motherfucker slowed
Percocets
all the way down.
Strippers.
Sound good.
It's so heat, Chopped and Screwed.
This shit sounds so good, bro.
I'm something.
All right, I got that on Spinrilla, bro. I'm like, yes.
Spinrilla.
Yeah. I sold my Spinrilla account.
I still got
ironically,
that.
Ironically, and I just ain't ever went back to it.
How you sell it?
Because I had an uploader's account, and they stopped letting people upload to Spinrilla.
Mm.
So
I had stopped uploading to him. Motherfucker was like, shit, bro, I'll give you 200. If I could just have your account.
What?
To upload mixes on. I said, shit, fuck this account, bro.
Fuck this account, bro.
That's two bands back then.
Bro, or something on selling everything. So, finding a passion. Sorry, D.
Like I said, bro, you probably good. You probably really good at something. You just need to focus on doing that and turn that into some money. Like,
yeah, you def got to take what you love doing the most.
Yeah,
turn into some money,
even if it's playing video games, my nigga. Even if you sad, get
mine's just fucking. That's why I've been thinking about being a porn star, bro.
Okay, right, buddy, boy. Next question. Email.
Hey guys, if you were in a serious relationship with someone and they told you they want to take a break from sex for a few months for spiritual growth within the relationship.
That's sad, man.
Would you be down? Would you be down for that? That's, what if they said
that? That's sad as fuck, man. Nah, I ain't down for that. What STD you done caught, bitch?
Boy,
get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with your pussy, yo?
What if they said they don't want to have sex again until marriage?
Bro, fuck out of here. We've been fucking. We're going to keep fucking. What you, why?
Yeah, I'm nothing.
Like, don't tell me you want to stop fucking for a couple months because that's too
change the contract. Yeah,
hell no.
All this sinning we done did, bitch.
Nah, what you mean? What I need that. About? I done came home after a hard day work expecting this pussy, and you lay this shit on me?
And today, you talking about until you get married.
What? Nah,
well, you better go find another nigga to get married to.
I ain't gonna never propose to your motherfucking ass.
Is this how you gonna act when we married? I'm nothing.
Oh, I'm not.
How you gonna change the contract on a nigga?
You can just cut your pussy off like that? Yeah, I'm never marrying you. You blew it. You cut your pussy off.
Blew the fuck out of that. What?
You put a lock on your pussy. I'm cool.
That shit dead as hell. Fuck out of here.
If you were in a serious relationship with someone and they told you they want to take a break from sex for a few months,
spiritual growth?
Bro, we getting our spiritual growth while we fucking. Girl, what is you talking about?
So we ain't growing?
Yeah, we supposed to be growing. What?
I mean, shit. All right. On some spiritual. Man, who is that deep? Like, what?
Who is I'm that
nothing.
Deep?
I don't want to be with nobody that deep.
What are we talking about?
Who is that deep?
That's when I found out. Yeah, right?
I'm honestly not even gonna be with somebody that needs.
No, that's when I found out that you are not for me.
Oh God, no!
You are not for
me. Our spirits don't align. Obviously,
our spirits don't align. You just can't change the contract on a nigga. Like, man. and that's the scary part about a relationship.
So if we stop having sex for these months, like, what I'm supposed to do? Like, not have sex with you? Like.
That's a question. That's a question itself.
So, yeah.
Do I get to keep fucking?
Yeah, ask her. Yeah, that's what you do, bro. You ask her. So,
that was a girl who said that.
Oh.
So she wanted to.
She trying to take some months off.
She trying to take months off.
She trying to go her spirit.
I don't know who taking months off.
Somebody
taking months off. Or is he trying to take months off?
I'm not taking months off. Who taking months off? I just took some months off already. Shit, I ain't like it, but I ain't in no serious relationship.
Well, I'm not about to be in a relationship. Oh, well.
I'm not in a relationship.
It's tricky. Like if a woman decides, if you're in a relationship, to stop having sex with you, like, legit, what would you do? Like, if y'all dating and she said, you know what, I don't want to have sex until I'm married. Like, for real, like, I'm thinking about, I think we
got. Why the fuck are we, I'm thinking, that shit just red flags to me. Why now? Why?
Yeah, like.
We just got done fucking last night. What happened to make you say you want to stop?
What do you do, though? If you like the girl and she say, I don't want to have sex until I'm married. Is it a
that shit in my head, that shit probably already dead. And
in my head, I think she bullshit.
She gonna show some bullshit. Like, what you on? She gotta have a real legitimate reason.
I'm just gonna keep trying to fuck, and if she
gonna have to ask,
really
not
fuck,
have to ask some shit. That's a problem.
I can't hear nothing. What neither one of y'all was saying. I don't even know who. What'd you say?
I just said I'm just gonna take it as a joke, honestly, at first, and I'm gonna keep trying to fuck. No, I'm like, you my girl. I'm at night. I'm gonna try to fuck. And if as days go by, you really not let me fuck, it's a problem. God damn it! Like, why are you really serious?
That's disrespectful.
So you was really serious? Like, no.
She was trying to grow spiritually, bro. No, you're disrespecting that.
And yeah, I was.
I
trying
mean,
to
honestly, if my girl was for real, if my girl was honestly on some spiritual growth shit, and just wanted to get herself together, get her 90 right for a little bit, cool. But that not having sex till marriage shit dead.
Yeah,
if she sat me down and explained the spiritual growth thing, that's cool. But to stop and say we ain't having sex no more till marriage,
yeah, it's a problem.
Nah, fuck out of here.
It's over.
I could do a couple months for my girl.
Go on for the other nigga.
That's tricky.
You fucking somebody else.
That's tricky, man.
A couple is two. That's 8 weeks.
That's tricky.
You got 8 weeks though, bitch. 8 weeks, and then I'm on that ass.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm nothing, bro. 8 weeks too long, bro.
I mean, I done did it. So
I mean, yeah, but fuck that. Not when you got a girlfriend.
I mean, shit. I mean,
I'm nothing, bro. The fuck? I got restraint, we live together? Bro. Hell no. Nah.
Would it be easier if y'all didn't live together?
Find you something. It probably would.
Find you something to do, bro. Damn, your dick. You been fucking. You can't go 8 weeks without fucking, bro. Damn, you can find.
No, not no, when nigga. I have a girlfriend. I'm
drunk now. I want to fuck, man. What's up?
You just automatically drunk.
I'm just saying, shit.
That's what happens.
On weekends, motherfucker, shit. I'm drinking this weekend.
I realized why I don't get drunk no more.
Because you want to fuck when you get drunk.
Oh, God, so, and I ain't got no hoes. So
yeah, and it's ugly.
I was like, damn, I be going home alone every night.
Motherfucker,
who the fuck wants to go home drunk and alone?
Last hour in the club.
So I just stopped getting drunk in the club.
Like, your phone, it's the last hour.
Oh, God. If I got something shaking, goddamn it, come 2:30, I'm a shots in, though.
Let me get 3 of them.
But if ain't shit cooking all night, water. I might get a drink or two, but
nah, you know, yeah, I'm just nothing.
I'm chasing that shit.
Not to marriage.
That's difficult.
I'm probably not gonna mess with no, even if we ain't never fucked, I'm not fucking with nobody this time I went to marriage. I'm sorry.
You sorry? Yeah,
that would be like,
you're like, just not like for that's, me. That's just how
that's
it
just
goes.
That's just like, that's like buying a car before test driving it. Like, you don't know how I ride.
I don't know, man. All of this is tricky. Especially if you like
that's
the
why
chick.
You just do shit the way you do your shit.
Because I be feeling like you got me in this emotional contract right now, and I just can't leave you because I feel some way about you. But you just sprung some shit on me that had you done this when we weren't talking, when we weren't this serious, I would have stopped talking to you.
Yep.
You gave me the option, so
she
I'm going.
Waited.
You waited until I was emotionally invested, and then while we have a routine. We go to work, we come home, we fuck, we cook dinner together, we do whatever we're going to do, and that's our routine. You taking something out of the routine and even like, I'm just changing all of this because you're now emotionally you're contractually tied to me with your emotions.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
That shit did. Like I said, I could do the one, but I ain't doing the other.
It's tricky, man. The women, don't be out here doing that.
Don't be doing that shit, y'all.
Don't do that. Fuck her and block your blessing.
Yeah, def.
Get you right out the way.
Third email. What up, Ignorfield gang? I'm going to try and have these make sense, but I just hit the bong, so a nigga might stumble. Okay, bro.
Why don't you just wait?
If y'all are in the music business as a rapper or singer, would you have Drake on a feature, knowing that whenever Drake gets on a track, he damn near makes the song his? Would you risk losing the publicity for making money, or would you not have Drake altogether? Are y'all getting Drake on a track?
But he don't make it his stuff.
I get what he's saying.
I don't, though.
I don't.
Like, why? Okay, like, there are some people that have turned down Drake features because when Drake gets on a song, that song sometimes becomes theirs. Like, Look Alive, that song wasn't really JB Block Boys. It was kind of Drake's. Like, when Versace came.
Step your verse up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying. Your verse up. Oh, yeah, I get you. I get you. But it's Drake.
It's still going on your album and not mine's.
Right. But
so, my thing is,
if you get to an album now,
if you get Drake, that means you should have stepped your verse up.
Yeah, but
because like
Drake, so who's
yeah, just that? Come hard. Like that's just
all
how
I got.
That's just how
like,
it
was. But
I don't think I
rewrote my shit.
No, that's just how it go. Like when motherfucker got on with Jay-Z,
no, my way
when
would be
got on with Wayne. When motherfucker get on with whoever, I'm about to bring this shit because I know they shit gonna be.
I don't know. I guess it just depends on who you are as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to have something after Drake because. JB Blockboy had Rover after that and Shoot Steel.
So he
wasn't worried about Drake. Some niggas get Drake shit.
And I mean, like I said, they've been knowing each other for a little minute anyway.
Yeah. So. I would get a Drake feature. I'm sorry, I need that, honestly.
If I was Lil Baby got that Drake feature and that him and Gunna song.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
that song they got?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
They got a whole album together.
Yeah.
It's decent.
That shit good.
Yeah.
I'm something on a Drake
feature.
Lil
Baby good, though.
I mean, I just know that. In these day and ages, rap careers don't last long. So if I could afford a song with Drake, I'm going to just get that song with Drake.
Bro, just take it and let him shoot your song up.
I'm going to run my little shoe. I'm gonna run my little tour.
Yeah.
give me a couple backs.
Oh, God.
And retire like Jaquan.
Yeah, you feel me? At least I got to
fuck out the way. Open a chicken spot.
You feel me?
And chill out.
I got a song bigger than him. You feel me? My one-hit wonder song is Heat.
Okay. So this lady wrote an email 4 hours ago. And the email is long as fuck, like really, really long. And I'm not reading all of it. But she has questions at the bottom, which I believe don't need the story attached to it to ask and answer the questions. So I'm going to skip down to the questions, and hopefully what I said was true. So the last question, she said, what was one of the hardest lessons in life that you've learned so far going through your journey? Are there any that you are dealing with right now? I'm going to say right now, the hardest thing is probably reconditioning the way that I think about certain things. Because I've realized that a lot of the ways that I think about certain topics is wrong it's just skewed a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I have to consciously make an effort to think about things differently. And I think this is probably the hardest transition, because you have to take everything that you once knew about something and throw it away, because that's not how it goes.
Understanding life a little more.
Yeah, just trying to understand life a little bit better, get out of my way a little bit more so I can achieve more things. But I think that's the hardest part, to go through your 20s mm-hmm. or teenage years thinking you know the way life's supposed to go, and then you realize that life isn't going to go that way. So now you got to release all of that old shit and then obtain new skill sets and thinking patterns to become successful, like being able to soak shit in and just let the ego die. Basically, ego death is what it's called. Mm-hmm. But I think that's, for me, the hardest.
I think the hardest thing for me right now is time management, which is a slippery slope, because I work 7 days a week. Like, if it's not at work, I'm DJing somewhere. So, and if I'm not DJing somewhere, I'm doing graphic design. So I kind of catch myself like trying to relax.
Yeah.
But like, and even when I ain't working, I feel that time with kids. So I catch myself trying to relax sometimes. So, well, but while I'm relaxing, I realize I could probably do something, so I could have more time to do something else later. So the hardest thing for me right now is like doing shit when I can do it, so I can like have time to do other things later. And that's really what I'm dealing with. If that made any sense.
That makes sense. Time management, for sure.
That's damn near mine.
Yeah.
I'm always the same shit. I feel like I don't got enough time to do shit.
Yeah, when you really sit and think about it, you'd be like, I really do have time.
But yeah.
But I really want to relax right now.
Never get to relax, but I really could be doing something.
Yeah. That's how I felt earlier. I was like, man, I'm about to take this nap.
Yeah.
I have to take
I'm about to take a week off work, like probably beginning of next month, because I need to. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want to go to that job for a week.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I think people need to take. I wish that people really took time off. Like, instead of when people go to work and then come home and they take a vacation, they fill that work time with like vacation shit or take a week off
and work on yourself. I'm working on myself.
Sleep, nigga. Yeah. Work out, nigga. Clean your house.
Yeah.
Take a mental
break. Eat good for a week. Yeah. A mental break. Don't do nothing. Yeah, don't go have nothing. No fun.
Yeah.
Chill out. Relax. Unwind.
Disappear a little bit.
Yeah. Unwind. You ain't got to go do nothing.
You don't have to.
You ain't got
to
go see nobody.
You ain't got to do none of that. Just let everybody believe you at work still.
Yeah. So I won't tell nobody I'm at work.
Yeah.
During them hours?
Not y'all telling nobody I'm at vacation. I'm on vacation time. None of that.
Y'all think my day is the same, so you won't bother me during them hours, so I'm good.
Definitely need to do that.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. And I think, like, even for me, like, I'm realizing, like, I don't like asking for shit. You know how, like, back in the day, I don't know if I was conditioned to not ask for shit, like. So say, like, small instance, you a kid, you over your auntie house, and your auntie asks if you want something to drink or something like that, like some snacks, some cookies. And my mama or auntie used to jump in and be like, they don't need nothing. Mm-hmm. You're always asking for something, da-da-da. So I think...
I had that too.
Part of me is like, don't ask for it, because you don't want to seem like you're too needy or you want too much, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, man, that's a really fucked up way of thinking. That's kind of real,
because now when I go to my mom's crib, she always, like, giving me stuff, and I always be like, you acting weird. I kind of get a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Because before, nigga,
you never gave me
growing up, nigga, I couldn't have nothing.
Now every time
I pop up, you got something for me. I mean, it's cool. I ain't fucked up.
I always ask my mom and stepfather, so shit, that's who I ask. I ain't never asked nobody else for shit.
But your mom.
But them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't asking nobody for shit.
Her other question is, oftentimes people deal with breakups and separations from significant others. Wait. Oftentimes people deal with breakups and separations from a significant other. How do you deal with breakups of a very close friend? Ooh.
I've never broken up with a close friend. Like y'all my niggas, we ain't never got into it to the point where we ain't gonna hang out. Like, Fats, that's my brother. I ain't never got into it with him to the point where we ain't cool. And then, like, everybody else outside of that, kind of just fizzles out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a breakup.
Yeah, I ain't really.
I ain't never broke up with a friend.
Just get older and go our separate ways.
Yeah, it's not even something that you consciously do. I know that I sometimes look at like people that I used to hang out with.
Like
in like middle school or high school, and I'm like, damn, we used to spend a lot of time
like I used to be at your house every day
and then now just, it's nothing.
I actually saw a chick last night I grew up with at Soulful Sunday. I was like, man, I used to spend the night at your basement with your brother and my little brother. We used to have sleepovers every weekend.
Yeah, now it ain't nothing.
Like none of that no more. Like
grow up.
It's just high and by.
You got your life, they got their life, you know.
That's so crazy.
I think only women break up with each other.
Like friends,
yeah, friend wise, I think only women do.
Like,
cause
because I don't see these niggas like these is my niggas. Like when I see them, it's all love. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
maybe I just ain't had a reason to get into it with a nigga though. So
I'm not getting into it with nobody.
Nah, yeah, like,
I'm not getting into
niggas
it.
Niggas don't do that.
I feel like
shit.
Niggas like, know what to do and what not to
and
do.
And niggas can fight and like if. Like real close, my niggas get into it. Like we'll
fight.
It'd
be a week.
And we back cool. You back feel cool. me? Like females, they just
cut a
fight
whole
and it's over.
Cut
like
the whole head off the shit. Just
niggas will stab each other and be cool. Your whole life, you just gonna throw it away just like that. Over, it's always over a nigga, or it's really always over a nigga. Like I am. Always. Females don't really. Next is probably money, but it's rare. Like everything is always over a nigga when it comes to a bitch, bro. Like
that's sad.
But then you got some niggas that it's over a bitch, but majority it's over money. You know what I'm saying? Or just disrespect if niggas get into it.
But I feel like you should know.
Yeah, you should. These, like,
the niggas
fall out. Like seriously, it will be over money, bro.
If you my nigga, we probably not falling out over money. Well,
no, like, we not.
Yeah, but
that
so.
But cool. If they do,
yeah, that shit. Nah, I gave you $50. That's your $50 now. Yeah. If I think about it all the time,
yeah,
it's over. Yeah. So I just
if you give it back, nigga, you give it back.
Oh, yeah. God. Like, why am I? I'm not loaning my nigga $50, bro. If you need it, bro.
Yeah.
I done loan my niggas money, and he sent it to me back. I'm like, damn, I fucking.
Oh my!
I gave you this money, bro.
Oh, my mama, yeah.
Right on.
Okay, right on time.
Oh God!
Right on time.
You can't do that with women, like, cause they just throw it in your face, like.
Nah, you can't do that.
Like, damn, what you mean?
This motherfucker be like, you told me
when you gave it to me, I don't even got to give it back. Now you just throwing that shit in my face. Yo, broke ass. I had to get you $50. Like,
bro, you be going through it. Your shit be personal.
Who? Nah, I ain't personal.
You be feeling that
nah,
shit.
I just see it, bro. I see it on Facebook. I just see how females are, bro. And that shit is ridiculous, bro.
I'll tell you like this. I might not ever get Facebook back. This is how we're going to end the show. I don't know if I'm ever going to get. I had to get on there today.
I know. It's crazy. Me and Kayla were just talking about it. I was like, damn, he really shit.
I had to get
really
on there today. For my to post the flyers, but I got on it from a burner page. No friends, no nothing.
Yeah.
So I had to go inside the group. So about last night, both of me and
that's
the
what
woman.
I was about to say. She just said,
yeah.
I don't even go in the group no more because your cousin don't even be in there no more. I don't
post. So when I went on there, I just saw everybody's dumbass thoughts, and I said, "Oh, I gotta hurry up and get the fuck off it." Like I couldn't scroll.
Like people
the timeline.
Say, people say some dumb shit,
people be on some
and it
dumb
make
ass
you
shit,
just
though.
Wanna.
And that's why I don't
say
I don't,
something and just be like what the fuck?
That's why I don't get on there no more. I get on there, I get on Facebook, I check my notifications, I post on posts. I don't really scroll like that.
Nah, like that's why I figure I caught myself. I said, "Damn, you are growing up." Because I see when I used to see shit that make me that irk me.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
something.
Saying something, but now I just be like, you know what? That's they page.
I'm gonna scroll.
They can say whatever they want. I don't even care.
That's they pay.
You know what I'm saying? Like fuck
that
it,
shit
I
crazy
don't
not to have it, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Like I don't see so much. My mind is like.
So you asking me how where I be at talking about music videos and shit? I'm the same place you at. I just don't be on there like that to see.
Well,
shit.
I'm always on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't be on there, bro.
That's where you at now.
My YouTube don't be showing me videos. They show me documentaries. And
yeah, I watch all that shit.
All that shit.
Yeah, I watch movie trailers and shit.
It don't really recommend.
I go to YouTube and watch all my hood movies.
Yeah,
my mama.
My shit be full of that shit. They don't recommend nothing music like to me.
Yeah, I saw
you
that.
Weird,
it in.
Which is weird.
I don't know how I saw that MIA video. I don't know where I saw that. Oh, I think
I promoted that motherfucker on there.
Mm-hmm. On the iTunes joint.
Yeah. I'm about to say it. You
got the Apple. Videos on your phone.
On your phone, bro.
Apple Music.
Apple, it's a lot of videos.
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Like, I knew it was there, but I still go to YouTube first.
Yeah. I think reason. We all should take a social media diet. If not, like you going off of it completely, at least.
When I get back, I'm going to be back on Instagram. I don't think I'm going to get Facebook no more. Because that shit, like, bro, I felt so weird being on Facebook, and it ain't been but like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I only been here 3 days. I don't know. But I didn't, I really was just like, holy shit. I got accustomed to not seeing people. Like, it's crazy how many people disappeared from my everyday thinking life because of the algorithms on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about it. So it's Terrica, Youngin, Yvette, like all of the people that we hang out with all the time, I don't ever see them no more. I had to text Shauna, like, how you doing? Hope everything all right. Yeah. I had to, like, actually check up.
Because some people you only see on there.
Yeah. And, like, Dave, I haven't talked to Dave much. I haven't, like, it's a lot of people. I'm like, damn. So I had to, now you got to consciously make an effort to check up on people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I guess that was part of the reason.
Why people use social media, I guess.
It was crazy because when I was in Atlanta, I met somebody. It was somebody's friend. And usually what I would do is get their Instagram and then that'd be that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a little part of a person that you keep when you meet them. So everywhere I go, I would just ask people for their Instagram because we'd be talking in the club or something. Yeah. When I was in Tampa, we did it. We was at the hookah spot. Some chicks was there. We exchanged Instagrams and shit. And you just keep holding them a little bit. Even people that you was in high school with or middle school with, you're their friend, not because y'all still talk, not because you care what they're thinking or their kids or anything. You only add them because they're a familiar face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like people you keep tabs on. Then when you delete Facebook, you don't have to keep those little tabs on people no more. You don't have to think. You don't got to see their comments about their kids, their relationship.
You ain't
got to
worry about other people's lives and shit.
None of that shit. Forget about them. Forget they disappear like Spider-Man and fucking Avengers.
Yeah.
Mr. Starks, I don't feel so good.
That's why I unfollow a lot of people. And I just
unfollowed the whole Facebook.
I mean, yeah. I've done it. Just did the same thing. I just don't scroll a lot.
Motherfuckers hitting me up asking if I'm alive.
I really only check my notifications.
They don't want to say no when they ask.
Twitter be weak now.
Somebody, I got his phone.
I stole his phone. Get out of here.
Nope.
Yeah, it's. I swear, like, when I was in Atlanta, like, when I first got there, I went to go visit my sister, and I picked the baby up, walked around with the baby. Usually, I'd have been on my phone, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, doing some other shit, not even paying attention, but I walked around with the baby for, like, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Baby fell asleep and shit. I sat down, I ate. And then when you don't have to take pictures of your food, you get to eat it fast and shit.
Smack that shit.
Smacked it. Now
you're in the restaurant for 10 minutes, not an hour.
Not an hour, because I done fucking been on Facebook or Snapchat.
I ain't took a picture of food in a minute. I don't be on that no more. I don't be on that.
I used to do that shit.
I don't even know. Two years ago.
Social media damn near is becoming less and less part of my life. Like, it's cool to, like, reach the people for events and shit, but
I just like making people laugh. So yeah. I really
post the memes and shit.
I get on there and talk.
I really want to start doing skits and shit.
Yeah.
Do that shit, bro.
Shit. Them niggas be having a motherfucker do this shit for them.
They all started doing this with selfies, bro.
They did that shit with their phone like this.
They all started with selfies, bro.
I'm going to show you how to do it right now.
Oh, God.
I'm going to show you right now.
Movie, but I don't
two,
know.
Two minutes. 2 minutes. It'll take you like this. Sit your phone like that. Pop it up. Camera on.
You got a prompter, bro?
Yeah, it got to be under a minute. So you shoot a minute and 15 seconds. You go in and edit it. Boom, boom, boom. And boom, you're done. If you want to add your own tag to it, like, it's not that hard.
The apps and shit's on your phone.
Yeah, the apps and all this. Once you learn it, it's boom like that. Like, a lot of the times we think things are harder than what they really
are. I know they can't be because too many
people
doing it.
But you a funny nigga. That's what I'm saying.
All you got to do is record
this. You a funny nigga. All you got to do is the shit that you think is minuscule or very small or
the shit you post on Facebook, make a sketch out of it.
Yeah, like the shit that you be saying, put a female in a motherfucking passenger seat and boom, there you go.
There you with your little kickstand phone.
Yeah, with your kickstand phone, bro.
There you go.
That's it. Get high or something.
Get one of them little navigator stands and put that motherfucker on there.
That's it.
Do that shit, bro.
There you go. Make a video and you put that shit online and your fan base gonna eat that shit up. That's exactly what.
You got two pages to post that shit on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why Not Really Radio does what it does. Black, because we already have a fan base. It's just easy that way. But that's one of the reasons why I want to get back on Facebook, is because I do real, like, people are hitting me up saying that certain things, certain topics they want my opinion on or something like that.
Bro, I honestly would say just get on there and try to just stop, just ignore the timeline part of it.
Yeah.
No.
Like, when you get on, just post your shit, check your notifications, see who's talking on your shit, see who's talking to you, and that's it. I don't go to see what everybody's
hard
to
It be hard.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's like a nigga opening a bag of chips and only eating one chip.
I'm gonna just eat three chips and then I'm gonna close the bag.
I know it's hard.
Open that motherfucker right back up.
All right, so maybe you eat more than three chips. You just don't eat the whole bag. Is what I'm saying.
This motherfucker too good.
That's what I'm saying. Just don't eat the whole bag.
Before this week over, the bag gone.
Oh, it's cool. It took a week to eat. It took a week to eat the bag though. It used to take 10 minutes.
I missed the whole motherfucking birthday.
It used to take 10 minutes to eat the bag.
I missed the motherfucking event because somebody said that they invited people through Facebook, and I said, "Well, I don't have Facebook, and I've seen you like 1,000 times. Why you ain't telling about it?" She said, "I forgot." I said, "Well, that ain't got nothing to do with me, buddy." But it's weird that people like Facebook is the center of a lot of people's how things operate.
If it ain't to my DM. Don't tag me in no invites.
No, just call a nigga.
Because I ain't going to see him.
That's a lot of people to call, bro.
You my nigga. I'm not talking about nigga Felicia. I'm talking about nigga the main your cousin or something.
For sure. They talking about like baby shower or some shit.
I ain't going to no baby shower, first of all.
That's what you're saying. That's about shit like that.
Yes, but I'm not.
Don't go have no Christmas party. I'm talking about. You invited everybody on Facebook.
You did, yes.
You invited me.
It says in my cousin's house. Like, you could have caught me. You could have called me.
Babe, Christmas is coming up, man.
Christmas come, bro. This year is zoomed.
I don't think it's zoomed, but it's this dinner over.
It def zoomed the last 2 years.
This year was, man.
The last 2 years. 17 and 18. You know.
This is the best year I've had, though.
This is a good year.
I thought last year was a good year, but last year was a good year.
You know what?
My perception was fucked up.
Your perception was trash, but it's good now.
It's good now.
You know what? I want to spend more time doing things that I really, really, really enjoy doing. Yeah. And I mean to the point to where I forget that I haven't looked at my phone for hours. Like that's the type of shit that I want to be on.
What I've been on.
Yeah, and it's just like writing script and shit. Like that shit has been writing scripts has been so fun, but I know a lot of people, when they don't have things to do, they be on bullshit or they be too invested in people they shouldn't be invested in. But I know earlier this year, I don't think I was writing as much as I should have been, or like working out or just hanging with my niggas and shit. I don't think I spent enough time doing that. I think I spent too much time on some bullshit.
Yeah, I'm spending more time with myself now.
And that's needed too, bro.
I'll be bored now, though.
Yes, but thank y'all for listening to the show. Episode 182.
I about to say
282. No, that's 100 episodes I deleted in my head, boy. Boom, 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 boom. For real,
that was Facebook.
For real. Thank y'all for listening to the show. Thank y'all so much for being supportive. And also remember, you can write comments. I'm gonna put this at the beginning of the episode. You can put the comments on SoundCloud. On the SoundCloud app. Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty neat. So I'm the famous nobody, THA famous nobody. Follow me on Instagram and Snapchat, I guess. I'm here with my brother, Keenan, Mr. Who the Fuck Are You?
Made Nigga 34 Snapchat.
DJ Boogie Bang.
Not Really Radio, episode 25 out now.
Yeah, we'll see y'all when we see y'all, man.
Skrr, skrr.
You need 3 jobs again.
Right, what is he on?
You done let one of them jobs go. You acting tall.
You acting tall.
I punch a motherfucker in their knee and their elbow so quick.
Bro, I just been real petty lately. I've been calling people crusty, musty. But I know a lot of women that cheat.
I do too.
It be your own niggas. That's crazy.
It do. I'm not.
People need more people to spread. Not just positive vibes, but motivational vibes. To motivate somebody to do something that's different.
Too many people are here to spread negativity so easily.
Ignorance, which really better means ignorance. So the place where you are in life is where you are.